Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee law enforcement will soon be required to partner with ICE under a measure headed to the governor's desk. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports that on the last day of this year's legislative session, the State House voted to mandate local law enforcement sign a formal agreement with ICE.
The measure is part of a push to bring the Trump administration's immigration policy to the state level. Starting in 2027, the two-year program would require sheriff's offices and police departments to sign a formal agreement with ICE under the 287G program, which deputizes local officers to act as federal immigration agents. Republican Senator Brent Taylor says the deaths of civilians in Minneapolis at the hands of ICE agents could have been prevented if there was an existing 287G agreement to hold detainees.
We saw what happened in Minneapolis with that tragedy because the police didn't hold them, the sheriffs up there didn't hold the illegal alien and honor ICE detainer, and they put them back out into the community where ICE had to endanger the community again to apprehend a second time.
Democratic Senator Heidi Campbell of Nashville says the program will erode trust between police and the community.
There are people in our city, in my district, I think, who are scared to leave their homes, even if they are legal citizens, because of these actions.
While federal and state grants are supposed to cover the added cost, Democrats argue it could cost local governments in other ways. The Davidson County Sheriff's Office ended its agreement with ICE after a woman spent several hours in labor while shackled in its jail under the program. The city agreed to a nearly $500,000 settlement over the incident. The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee for his signature. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Nashville's Convention Center has garnered hundreds of millions of dollars more than anticipated in taxes. A new law would send that extra money to other projects. The East Bank area would get $300 million for infrastructure. Another $30 million would go to luring in big tourism events like the Super Bowl. And $20 million would go to security measures in the tourism district downtown. The governor still has to sign the bill. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.